This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You are invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Lots of stuff on the table that we could talk about. Still want to talk about book burning if we get the chance. Also, Ross Ulbricht has filed his appeal, and I'm very interested in learning more about that. But you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE is the number here. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to play some more of a lying cab driver here in moments as a cab company owner out of Concord, New Hampshire, came to a panel of the Transportation Committee this past Tuesday to lie to them about why they need to. I don't know what exactly he's looking for. I think he wants them to like crack down on Uber. I guess he was opposing the bill that would regulate Uber, but I'm not really sure exactly what
you're
he
not
was doing.
Regulating them hard enough.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
I'm getting screwed out of $40,000 a year. They should get screwed out of $40,000 a year too.
I think that's what he was doing.
$5,000 is not enough screwing.
He didn't say that explicitly, but I think he might be right about that, Daryl. We'll get back to because we just barely started his comments. But first, let's go to New Orleans, where Patrick is on the line listening to WGSO. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot. I wanted to discuss presidential politics, and first I want to add that about the past 25, 30 years I've been a registered independent voter in Louisiana. However, a couple of months back I changed to the Republican Party, and the reason for that is in Louisiana to vote for either one of the presidential parties, you have to be within the two major parties, and I'm a conservative, so that's why I registered as a Republican.
So to vote in the presidential primary, you have to be a registered Republican there?
Yes, sir.
Got it.
To vote for either one, whereas if you were independent, you can't vote for either Democrat or Republican.
Okay.
Right. New Hampshire is one of those states where they call it an open primary, but it's not actually open. It's semi-open to where an independent, which in New Hampshire they call an undeclared voter, can declare for the purpose of casting a vote in the primary, and then if you wish to remain undeclared, you stop at a booth before you leave and say, I would like to remain undeclared, please.
But Louisiana is like even more restrictive in a lot of ways, as I understand it, politically than New Hampshire is. Is that one of the worst?
In some ways, but they also have, in some extent, they've got better ballot access laws.
All right, Patrick, so what about it? Go ahead.
Yeah, so the main perspective here is, as a Republican now, I would just like to see Jeb Bush and Chris Christie jump out of the race, get out of the race, because Bush is a weakling, and we've had enough of dynasties, and we don't need him in office. And Christie is a joke as well. Please, if anyone in their affiliated party or, you know, group of promoters is listening, please tell them they just need to go ahead and get out.
I highly doubt they're listening to a libertarian talk radio show. But what is it that you're looking for in a presidential candidate?
It's either going to be a Trump or the senator from Texas, Cruz.
That's not what I asked. I asked you, what are you looking for in a presidential candidate? I didn't ask you what names you like.
Okay. Well, so I'm looking for somebody who's emotionally strong, who is into security, is into border security, as a matter of fact. And
so you want a police state. You want someone to lead a police state.
Not a police state, because I recognize, again, that you're definitely about open borders all around the planet. But the reality is there still are nations on this world, and there always will be. So therefore, we need to have control related to people who are in opposition to capitalism, and also the fact that Christianity needs to supersede all other theologies in this country.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. So you want to create a theocracy?
I'm not going to force you to be a Christian, but the point is, We don't need the other the false religions trying.
What does it mean to be? Wait. When is this? You say it needs to supersede it, but you don't want to force. What do you mean?
Okay. Perhaps. Yeah. The point being that.
Well. Perhaps. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me ask you this question directly. If you had your way, would mosque be closed down?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Would it be illegal to practice Islam?
It would not be illegal to practice Islam.
So what would you do to promote Christianity over all other religions?
Get back to what the founders of this nation were promoting, the balance
deists.
Of government, a triune government, a presidency, a...
What's that have to do with Christianity?
Father, Son, right. Holy Spirit, executive something, George
Washington.
The
fundamentals and basis of this country and the Constitution were definitely, if you look at things that Benjamin Franklin and people like him stated, though they weren't perfect persons themselves.
Weren't a lot of the founding fathers deists?
Some of them were, and some of them were Christians.
Hmm. But you want to somehow promote Christianity over other religions, but yet you're not willing to outlaw them. So does that mean that you want the government to have an official religion?
No, I simply don't want the Christianity to be wiped out as Islam wants to try to do.
But you don't have to worry about it. Christians are the supermajority in the United States. They're nowhere close to being wiped out, so I don't think you really have to worry about that. But let's go back to your idea of creating a police state. Now, you're saying you don't support a police state, but yet you want someone to be elected president who is strong on security, and you talk about closing the border. How do you do those things without being a police state?
I guess by your definition, I am a police state supporter, but I truly am not, because I don't own any guns, but I definitely believe that if you or anyone else wants to own a gun, you should have the right. I believe in self-preservation, and I believe in the right that if I want to own a Bible and preach it out on the street, then I can preach the resurrection of Jesus.
You should be able to do that. I agree. You should be able to have guns and a Bible and whatever else it is you want to have. But in order to have closed borders, aren't you going to need some sort of, you know, investigatory stopping force that can, you know, go into businesses and houses and search around for people?
Not necessarily go into business and houses and search around, but definitely monitor better the people that are coming across the border and bringing cocaine like this guy.
So shut down. Should we shut down
the CIA? Because the CIA does bring in cocaine.
They do. But I was going to ask, should we shut down the Border Patrol checkpoints that are internal inside the United States?
Yeah, the scumbags that are in government that are doing such things definitely should be shut down as well. Yes.
So you think that there should be no border patrol checkpoints inside the United States?
Yes. That's
I suspect you are not going to find a candidate who agrees with you on those points in the Republican Party.
I don't know.
I suspect that whoever it is that you end up voting for in the Republican Party is going to want to increase the Border Patrol having more checkpoints inside the United States, because any amount of this police state window dressing that they can put up to make it look like they're doing something about immigration, they will certainly support. And that will result in more house-to-house searches and business raids on peaceful people's property who are just trying to, you know, run a business or whatever.
Well, we need internal border checkpoints, Ian, because how else are you going to find the illegal people that come over from China? It's not like there's a big giant ocean that should be stopping them, but there are actually quite a fair number of people that are illegal immigrants from China.
You're being facetious. You don't actually believe that. You're just pointing out
I don't believe that we need internal checkpoints, but they're, you know, actually are people that are illegal immigrants from China.
I mean, I understand that when it comes to a president, Patrick, that you got to pick the lesser of the evils. I do understand that. That's usually the way it pans out for most people, unless, of course, they actually embrace evil and then they want to, you know, pick the worst of the evils.
Or if you want to, you know, try casting a write-in vote for none of the above.
Yeah.
Or if you live in a state that doesn't allow write-in votes for presidential elections, then, you know, if you want somebody to see your vote, then, yeah, you've got to vote for somebody that's kind of not as evil.
I just got to warn you, you don't sound as radical as some of these candidates do and will be when they actually get elected. So don't be surprised when you end up getting a greater police state from any of these Republican candidates and the Democrats as well. I'd like to point that out. I'm not favoring one over the other. Thank you, Patrick, for your call and sharing your thoughts tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get some lies from a cab driver coming up on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We'll play more of the lying cab driver here in moments. He just barely got started in the last hour, and we'll continue that audio. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know how to save big time on your purchases from Amazon. Now, already, Amazon's got great prices. I mean, anybody that's ever shopped there knows that. They've got a huge selection. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to shop at Amazon. But if you could save 20% on every purchase you make on Amazon from now on, would you want to do that?
And yes.
The answer is obviously going to be yes. Now, the question is, are you willing to do what it takes to do that? Because there's a little bit more that you have to do if you want to save 20%. You've got to go to saveitpurse.com to start. Saveatpurse. Saveitpurse.com. Go there, create an account. When you create an account through saveitpurse.com, Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of your future purchases because there's really not much that they can send our way because you're saving so much money. Like 20% or more is possible. I just saved 25% on my new cell phone. I purchased one of the refurbished cell phones, a G4, so not a brand new phone, like a 2013 model, but I had a G3 previously, so for me it's an upgrade. I got a G4, and when I bought my G3, I bought it brand new. I was in a rush to get it, and you know, there wasn't Purse at that time,
right?
And I paid $300 for the G3, brand new, from Walmart, because I'm on the Straight Talk plan. And so I went on Amazon. I found a refurbished G4, regular price, $150. That's pretty good right there on its own.
Pretty good.
But how about knocking another 25% off? Because that's what I did with saveitpurse.com. So I got a brand new phone for me at about $115 when all was said and done. And I'm one of those phone geeks who likes to root the phone and put on special software on the phone that you normally can't put on. It's kind of one of my little hobbies that
right.
I do. And every now and then you're going to lose a phone doing those sorts of things. You'll what they call brick the phone. So that's how I lost my old phone.
You turn the phone into a paperweight.
Yes.
A brick.
That's how I lost my old phone. And, you know, if you do that, I've done it for like 5 years and mostly the phones have survived. But the most recent one, I failed miserably with it. And so I figure, you know what, if I'm going to continue my hobby, I might as well get a cheaper phone, but I still want a decent phone. And so, man, I got a G4 for like just over $100 by using saveitpurse.com through Amazon. It's amazing. 25% off for me, and it only took a few hours to get that deal. You can do it too. Saveitpurse.com. We go to David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Oh, the catch with saveitpurse.com? You have to use Bitcoin. So there is that one catch. David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, greetings. You know, I was kind of intrigued by that last caller, and have you ever heard of the Ancient Three Estates?
I don't think so, no. Tell me more.
Well, you know, when you think about the press kind of has the nickname being the Fourth Estate.
The Fourth Estate.
The Fourth Estate,
right.
Yes.
I've heard that.
It's based on the Ancient Three Estates were the king, the church, and the military. And so they were always, basically, I would put them as unprovable budgets. They were basically just put in power by either sheer thuggery or superstition or whatever, you know, con that a king could dream up. And so the idea that the press was able to have you could write down the truth and hide it underneath a rock or stick it up on a library shelf, and the press was able to have truth and some kind of a standard that would stay, and that created a fourth power, and so that became mm-hmm. the Fourth Estate. Now, if you think about where we are today, we're obviously in this position where the economy is so corrupt that you can't really count on anything. These monopolies just keep getting bigger and bigger, and whether it's the Democrats or Republicans, they keep allowing these monopolies to keep expanding. And then they're coming up with things like GATT and NAFTA and now TPP to facilitate that part of the third estate. The king used to be seen as the money, but a king was kind of also divinely chosen and all. It was unprovable, you know, a lot of unprovables in a king. And it was also a monopoly of power. And so the idea that guy was basically falling back throughout history, when one one became so distasteful, like the military came in and had a military coup for 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 years, people would get so sick of it, they would fall back on religion or they would fall back on a new king.
Okay.
But they were always bouncing back and forth.
Between the three estates. Okay.
And so, you know, when you listen to that earlier caller, and he was kind of willing to go to the Bible as he's just jumping back to one of the third estates. And, but nowadays, you know, we've got so many provables that we don't need to fall back on the ancient three estates. We just need to look at what is true, what is...
I think that's a good point. We need to move forward to the ideas of liberty, in my mind, and leave these old estates behind. Daryl, your thoughts?
So I'm actually doing some fact-checking here, and the three estates, according to a very lengthy, detailed Wikipedia article, the first estate was the clergy.
Okay.
The second estate was the nobility, which included the king. Okay. The third estate was the commoners. So the three estates were not three pillars of power. It was three tiers of society.
Oh, interesting.
You've got the first-class citizens, the clergy, the second class, if you will, the nobility, the ruling class,
yeah.
And often they would rule at the pleasure of whomever was the clergy, and then you had everybody else.
So it's a little different than what you had represented, David, but I still think David's made some good points here, right?
Like people
falling back from one to the next.
But they're not three different things of power. There's one of power, one of a little less power, and then one of everybody else that's being controlled.
So where does the fourth estate fit in on your chart, Daryl?
The fourth estate is not listed as a specific entry, but let me... they've got an entire article for the fourth estate, but it does mention at the top, today the term fourth estate is often used to reference the force outside of the established power structure imagined as the three estates and is now most commonly used to reference independent media. So not just all of the media, but the independent media.
Huh. Okay. David, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good, and I kind of got my definitions from Voltaire, and if you're a fan of Voltaire, he and Ben Franklin and Thomas Paine and whatnot kind of laid it out more the way I did. In some cultures, you would have the military as part of the king, but if you start reading people like Alexandre Dumas, you know, the guy that wrote Count of Monte Cristo and
don't worry about it.
There were obviously military powers that were trying to compete against each other, but they had to have financial backing, and they had to have they were somewhat subservient to the church. If you look at the Dark Ages, there were many of the military actions were just based upon sheer thuggery and keeping spoils.
Well, that's usually how the military works. Thanks for the call tonight, sure. David. Appreciate it. That hasn't changed. But interesting. I had never really heard I'd always heard the fourth estate thing, but I'd never heard the three estates ever defined by anyone. So Free Talk Live, you can share your thoughts here with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So we were talking a little bit ago, actually the very end of the second hour, about this video, which is available over at freekeen.com. It's a full, the full video itself is an hour plus long. It's an hour and 10 minutes long. I'm going to play just the portion of the taxi cab owner who came into the Transportation Committee on Tuesday here in New Hampshire as they were hearing proposals to regulate Uber. And this guy claims, right out the gate, he claims he doesn't have an axe to grind and then proceeds to grind away for about 3 or 4 minutes here. So I'm going to play his... what I think to be tall tales that he's going to get into here about his alleged experiences with Uber. So there's definitely, I think, some lies that he tells, and I think that he's probably lying about all of these experiences, but some of them, there's more, like, there are ways to prove that he's
subtle.
Lying. Well, there's ways to prove that he's lying in some of these cases. In others, you just have to wonder whether or not, you know, these things actually happened to him. So here's the audio from that hearing.
I pay $150,000 a year for insurance. And I feel I'm paying my dues, but I did a little experiment with Uber in Manchester in December. And I went down there, and I stayed at a hotel, and I called the app. Did the app, and they sent a driver.
He called the app. Did the app.
Call an app.
Yeah, he's old, so we'll give him credit on that. Yeah, he's old, he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to the terminology as far as using apps. So we'll go ahead and give that one to him.
Supposedly. Never showed up.
What?
Never showed up. I waited 2 hours, he still didn't show up.
Probably because he tried calling something on his computer instead of using the cell phone application the way it's supposed to be used.
Now, Daryl, have you ever used the Uber app before?
I have not.
So I have used it twice. I've been a rider on Uber
twice. I know
twice.
You don't call it.
No. Well, but let's give him the credit. Let's say he's an old guy. This guy's probably
right.
75 years old. He doesn't know what he means. He said he
right.
did say use
so
the app or
maybe
whatever.
He installed the app and thought that meant call a ride. Like there are so
yeah,
many things
that's a good
that
question.
He could mean of what he thought he did.
Right.
So it's very plausible that he never placed the ride in the first place.
I think you could be right about that. So,
and thought that he did.
Yeah. Because, and the reason why you could be right about that is because this is not how Uber works. This is how cab companies work. We've heard people say, like from the Seacoast, for instance, that they've waited 2 hours on a cab before. They could have walked home in the amount of time that it took them to wait for the cab. They've waited for a long time, and sometimes they don't show. Sometimes they show after an hour or two or whatever. With Uber, when you open the app up, it shows you the locations of the closest 8 cars. Pretty much. And now I've been told that it shows you cars that have passengers in them. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what I've heard.
It doesn't make sense
that they would.
Unless they're dropping the person off between where they are and where you are.
Yeah, so I don't know about that. But it does show you 8 cars. And, you know, if you move your screen over to a different city, it'll show you the 8 cars in that city or whatever. So wherever your screen is, it shows you whichever cars are the nearest to you. And then you say you want to ride, you know, let them know that you want to pick up at this location. You can even set a location that is not where you are. So let's say you're at a bar, but eventually you're going to be down the street at a different bar and you want to get picked up there or something. You can, I think you can set that. Anyway, you set your location and immediately one of those cars accepts your ride. Because what Uber does behind the scenes, and I've driven for Uber more than I've ridden with Uber.
Ridden.
And so I know that as a driver, what happens is the request comes into my phone. If I'm the closest person, so whichever the closest car is to that person, if I'm the closest driver, I get a flash up on my phone. It breaks into anything I'm doing. If I'm on a web browser or whatever,
okay.
Boom, Uber comes right to the front. Hey, here's this ride. And there's like this
so
ticking
the app
thing.
Calls you.
It doesn't really call me, but
no, would say that.
Yeah.
The app calls the driver.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know what the app does for drivers because he's never tried driving for Uber.
I don't think he knows what the app does for passengers.
I think you're right about that. So as the driver, I get this request, and it's like there's like a ticking clock on this thing, and it ticks fast. You've literally got 10 seconds to accept this thing.
Okay.
And so I accept the ride, and then the rider is instantly notified as soon as I accept that I'm coming. And you can watch on the app the location of that person's car. You know if that person is just sitting there. If the driver is, for whatever reason, just said he's going to accept your ride and then sits there for 5 minutes, you could just say cancel and then try again. And you'll get some, you know, you'll get the next driver or whatever. So, the idea that he was waiting for 2 hours and the guy never came is ridiculous. There's an indicator right there on your app as to where this person is. And the Uber driver wants to make some money, so they're going to come see you.
And it's also very likely that he opened the app and there were no drivers near where he was for 2 hours.
Could be, because Concord is not an official city with Uber right now. But he said he went to Manchester, and Manchester is. And every time I've ever looked at Manchester, there's drivers available. So this guy doesn't know. He's either lying or he's completely clueless on this. So I think
or he did something with the app other than try to schedule a ride.
Right. Or he's clueless and he's lying. Either way, this is not how Uber works. Let's go on with more of his stories. Again, he did 4 experiments, he says, in the city of Manchester.
Okay. So I moved to a different hotel. And
why
I called again. and they send the driver. And
he did say he used the term call again, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. I called the app.
I had to wait outside.
Different driver.
Now here he says, I had to wait outside. Not true. Why would he say?
Incidentally.
Why would he say he has to wait outside? There's no rule about that with Uber. The way Uber works is you call the ride. When the ride shows up, you get a notice. So if it's cold outside, he's making it sound like, oh, it's so cold and I had to wait outside. They made me wait outside. Well, wait a minute. No. You're in your hotel, you're in your bar, or wherever it is you are, your business meeting, you call for Uber. They start sending the ride. The ride shows up. When the ride gets there, Uber app lets you know, hey, your ride's here. So then the instruction that the drivers have is to wait at least 5 minutes. Give your fare at least 5 minutes to come, you know, outside, put down their drink, pay for whatever it is they got to do.
Right.
You know, to actually get out to the pickup location. So again, this seems like a lie from this guy here. No one is on the phone with him telling him, all right, you got to wait outside for us. That doesn't happen. You don't
talk
to someone.
With taxis.
Right. You don't talk to somebody, guy. Anyway, let's continue.
He pulled up, and I went to get in his car, and I asked him how much the fare was, because I'd already been quoted a fare by the app, which was $18. He couldn't speak English at all. Didn't speak a word of English. I couldn't communicate with him.
Okay, so also, that sounds more like something you would deal with a traditional taxi.
It does. And further, when you are in, because he did say he saw the fare in the app, and that's true. I believe the app does give you an estimated fare. However, the driver doesn't necessarily know. When I accept a ride as a driver for Uber, it just tells me where this person is. It tells me the person's name and what their location of pickup is. That's all I know. I don't know ultimately how much the ended fare of this ride is going to be. And further, if I take somebody to their hotel, which my very first ride, I pick somebody up at a bar, a group of guys. They were actually a band, like roadies, basically. I took them to their hotel, but the dude who ordered the ride said he wanted to go to McDonald's after we got to the hotel. So two of his buddies got out at the hotel. He and I then went to McDonald's. Well, guess what? That ride just got twice as long because I had to take him to McDonald's right down the road and then wait for him to get out of McDonald's and then take him back to the hotel. So you can't predict what the price of the ride is going to be. The driver doesn't know what the price of the ride is going to be. Now, he did say this driver couldn't speak English, but wait till you hear the next story where he asks the next driver what the fare is going to be, who allegedly does speak English. And we'll get into more of the lies from this taxi cab company owner here who, as you pointed out, Daryl, sounds like he's describing experiences that people have with taxi cabs more than Uber. This is Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. And more time for the line cab driver, who is just telling tall tale after tall tale to this New Hampshire State Transportation Committee on Tuesday. The video, the full video of the full hearing, if you want to see that, is available at freekeen.com. You can go in and watch at your leisure. There's, you know, I testified during this hearing. One of the other free Uber drivers also testified, as did the New Hampshire Municipal Association, who does not want the state to create these regulations for Uber.
Interesting.
They want to be able to have a patchwork of regulations all across the state.
To make it very difficult for everybody to wind up doing business.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this question before we get back into this. Did you put up the video of the education hearing where we testified on the free speech on campus?
Not yet. I have not yet edited that video. If you would like to edit it yourself and do that, I will happily hand it over to you.
I will not have time in the next few days.
Yeah, I can't guarantee you when that one's going up. But,
I just didn't know if you were posting stuff raw or if you were, you know, how heavily you edited.
There's not much editing going on, but I still put it into, you know, I still put the, like, the free keen ad on the front and the end, and then I have to encode and then upload, and it takes time.
Yeah.
So this was the most entertaining footage, and I wanted to get this lying cab driver up, and so that's why I put this one up first. Anyway, he's telling alleged stories about his experiments. He runs a cab company in Concord, New Hampshire, and went to Manchester, where Uber is operating on a regular basis.
About a 30-minute drive away.
Yep, and he claims he went to different locations and put in requests for Uber rides. He uses the term call Uber.
I called Uber.
Which,
and they told me I had to wait outside.
No, that doesn't ever happen. Number one, you don't ever call Uber. And number two, you never have to wait outside because Uber will let you know when your ride has arrived. And then you have a few minutes to get out there. As a driver, I'm instructed to wait 5 minutes before somebody, you know, before I text someone. Because you, as the driver, you can actually text or call the person if you want to. Now, Uber doesn't actually give you their real number. It's like some sort of system that you text Uber.
It's
and
a throwaway number sort of thing.
It's like an intermediary number, I guess.
Right.
So anyway, so you still even have your privacy with Uber in that way.
Now, I will say, before we get back into this, when I have called taxis for rides before, they have said things like...
Wait outside.
Wait outside. It'll be about 45 minutes. Wait outside.
That sucks. If it's cold out or hot or whatever,
yeah,
it sucks to wait outside. So again,
or if there's no place to sit down outside, yeah, and you've got a bunch of luggage because you're going from a hotel to an airport.
Yeah. So Uber, let's continue here. He's got two more stories he wants to tell about his alleged experiences with Uber. So here we go.
Okay. Another occasion, I called Uber again from another hotel in Manchester. Mm-hmm. The driver came, I get in his cab, you know, a bottle of beer between his legs.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Needless to say, I didn't go far with that. And the final one?
A bottle of beer in between his legs. Okay, that's the most believable story of all, because he doesn't layer in too many claims into it, except for the whole calling Uber claim again.
I called Uber, and they sent me a driver. Well, no,
yeah.
Uber does not send you a driver. A driver responds to your request.
But, again, he's old. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We'll give him that. But let's point this out, though. And that is that if you have a Uber driver who seems to be a dangerous person, who seems to be on drugs or drunk,
can't
or whatever,
you as the rider reject the driver?
Yeah, you can absolutely, get out of the car. You can cancel the ride, but further, you can send a bad review on this driver. If you want to, you can send a 1-star review. I don't even, maybe they'll let you do 0. I've never tried that. I've only given people 5 stars. But, you can at the very least give them a 1-star review. And if the driver drops below a 4.6 out of 5, they're done for. There are no 3-star drivers with Uber. So somebody who's driving around with a beer between his legs is probably not going to really last very long as an Uber driver, because the system works itself out. The system is self-regulating
in
that way.
But if a taxi driver were doing this, then you as the customer, you could, in theory, call... Well,
you could call the company.
It's not a theory that you could call the company, but in theory, you could file a complaint, whether they actually write the complaint down, whether they do anything with the information.
How is this guy seeing between his legs anyway? I mean... I don't know. I've sat in the back of cars before. Generally, you don't see the crotch of the person who is driving.
And you never looked through the front window before getting in the back to make sure that the driver, they aren't holding like a giant machete, wearing a hockey mask, dressed up like, a psycho killer?
No, I've never done that. I don't know. I guess he didn't say whether he even got into that guy's cab. So anyway, let's continue. Story number 4.
I again called Uber, and they sent a cab. A vehicle.
That's incredibly annoying.
He is. He's got the pen in his hand. Sorry about that. It's room audio. You get what you get.
I know it's room audio, but no, I just
it's annoying. I agree.
I want to sort of have a flashback here. When Shire TV used to be a thing, James Cleveland, who's been on this show before,
will click the pen.
He would be clicking pen the entire show.
Why didn't someone take it from him?
I couldn't just reach over and grab the pen, but every show before and after, we would tell him, stop
the damn
doing
pen
the
from
pen.
Him.
And then Conan eventually gave him a pen that didn't have a clicky thing.
Nice. And then he tapped it.
Yeah.
let me continue.
But that would get picked up by the lav mics.
All right, here we go.
No credentials inside, nothing. And I got in, and I said, what is the fare? He said, it's $27 and plus my tip.
That is the biggest lie he's told so far. Number one, the Uber driver doesn't know what the fare is going to be in advance.
Yeah,
so,
you've already explained that.
Sorry, not true, buddy. Number two, when you sign up as an Uber rider, it is made clear to you as the passenger that you are not expected to tip Uber drivers. You're not expected to tip.
And the app tells you what the fare is.
The app tells you the estimated fare. The driver doesn't know the fare, and you are not expected to tip. It's crystal clear. That's one of the differences between Uber and traditional cabs. Cabs expect you to tip. Ubers don't. And further, it would be ridiculous for an Uber driver to demand a tip of their customers, knowing, because as an Uber driver, you also know during your training session, you're told, You are not, you can accept a tip if a customer, you know, insists on tipping you, but it is not expected. You are not supposed to expect tips as an Uber driver. So if an Uber driver were to say, you need to tip me, it would get them a negative review. It would get them kicked off of Uber.
But traditional taxis, they expect tips
right.
on top of their incredibly outrageous fees.
Yeah.
And rude, insulting attitude
exactly.
most of the time. So please tell me that someone got up after him to contradict all
no.
of the BS that spewed out of his mouth.
Sadly, I testified before he did, and I wanted to get my card in later. I figured I would I put mine in after a few different people had testified, but the chairman of the committee moved me to the top. And so I wasn't able to respond. The other Uber driver said that what he said was preposterous, but he didn't go into details as to why it was preposterous.
Yeah, and I've had times where I've been the first one to turn in my card because yeah. I wanted to testify first, and then I was called last.
So let me go with the rest of this here.
Well, the app quoted me $18. Why is it $27? He said, that's my charge for the fare. Fare, get out. I got out.
Liar, liar. You don't charge for the fare. Uber charges for the fare. Uber runs the credit card number. The person who's running the cab or the person who's driving for Uber doesn't know the person's credit card number. They don't swipe a card in the car.
Don't know what they're getting paid until after the ride is over.
Right. I know I get 80%, but I don't know what the ride's going to cost in advance. So this guy is just he is lying constantly here. Let me go on.
All right. That was my experience with Uber. Portsmouth, I have cabs all over New England. We cover the New England area in eastern Canada. We do medical transportation also. Our cabs are clearly marked. We sent a cab over to Portsmouth to pick up some people. The police stopped us, and he says, what are you doing in Portsmouth? And we pulled out our orders from the insurance company and handed it to him. He said, we said, okay, you guys aren't even doing cab work over here. I said, no, we don't go into somebody else's town to do cab work. It's unethical.
Unethical, he says, to go into somebody else's town and do cab work. Now, what is he saying there? What he's saying is this is a gang territory.
Yeah.
And the other gang, we respect the other gang's territory. John Palero, or whatever his name is, the guy that owns the cab company, the big cab company out in Portsmouth. Hey, we wouldn't run in his town. Look, that would be unethical for us to do
our
that.
Our mafia stays over here. Your mafia stays over there.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
There's more of this madness, but we are out of time for tonight. Tell me this guy isn't one of the most ridiculous things you've seen.
No, it's ludicrous.
So you can see the full video over at freekeen.com. And don't forget to check out Arcade City. Go to arcade.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.